our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Hi.
I'm Adam.
I'm Holly.
We're awesome.
Adam forgot to turn the microphone on.
Just for a second.
Just for a second.
I noticed it before I even said a word.
Just for a hot second.
Is that one hot second?
Yeah, that's the exact amount of time that the microphone was on.
2.9 seconds.
You should turn up the microphone sensitivity a little bit, because it's late. It's late, and I don't want to talk as loud as we usually do. I don't know if that actually does anything, but...
I think it does something.
If it did something, you're welcome.
If the volume is different now.
It is 10:11:30.
If you live anywhere that is not in the Western
Hemisphere,
the Pacific time zone, it is the 4th of July.
Oh yeah, well no, because if you live in Hawaii time, it's still not, or Alaska time, they're in a different time too.
If you live anywhere east of us,
if you live anywhere east up until the dateline.
It is the 4th of July,
and in
which
fact,
is American Independence Day.
For some of you, that day might actually almost be over. Mm-hmm.
But they don't care.
Yeah, they don't care. It's only in the United States that really makes a difference. Yeah. Here it is July 3rd.
July the 3rd.
Very, nothing happens on July 3rd.
So I like what we do when we explain our weeks. We talk about our weeks, but we do it backwards from today.
It's because that's the most rememberable stuff.
So let's talk about what we did today.
That's the word, rememberable.
Yeah.
What did we do today? Just now, before this podcast, we were watching Broadchurch.
We watched episode 2 and 3 of Broadchurch.
We watched episode 1 of Broadchurch like 2 months ago, and it was too harrowing. We needed a break from it. Mm-hmm. And we were only going to watch it every couple of weeks, but they got less harrowing.
Yeah, so. The first episode is very harrowing, and then the next ones are...
It's fine.
They're a little rough, but they're...
Yeah, but they're totally
but
wonderful.
But the reason we're watching that is because Chris Chibnall, who is the creator and the head writer of Broadchurch...
Uh-huh. He's going to be a Doctor Whoman.
He's going to be the showrunner for Doctor Who starting after Christmas.
Yeah, I think Moffat still has the Christmas special. Yeah. And the reason we thought of that is because we watched the series finale of Doctor Who today.
Yeah.
And I gotta say, I was not happy about it.
Let me tell you a story.
Tell me a story.
So in, I guess it was 1995,
uh-huh.
There was a book out called Time Streams.
Uh-huh.
And this book was the third book in the 4-book series of The Brothers War.
Okay. This is Magic the Gathering
related. Magic the Gathering.
We should be clear on that.
Yeah, okay, so... It's parallel to the Urza's Legacy set that came out. In this story, there was a Talaria was the like wizard school, and they were doing in the previous book they were doing time travel experiments, or maybe it was in this book. Well, anyway, something happened where the machine blew up and caused the island of Talaria to have different time.
Like it flowed at a
time
different
bubbles.
Pace.
There's different spot time bubbles that had different speeds of time.
Okay.
And in one of the time bubbles, which was like on the other side of the island, there was a small...
Was there a community college there?
No.
Okay.
Maybe. But anyway, you could look into it and you can see like, it's like, it was like a big
That
pit.
Was a reference to Tulare Community College, which is a... popular YouTube channel.
I didn't even get that. I was busy telling a real story.
No, but I was busy being your comic relief.
Okay.
Because that's my only function in life.
So anyway, you could if you looked into that, there was like a giant pit that had a super fast time stream.
Uh-huh.
And if you looked into it, you can see like all kinds of stuff happening.
You can see time going fast.
Time going very fast. And what was going on in there was the Phyrexians.
Mm-hmm.
There was a little bit of Phyrexian oil in there that made a whole colony of Phyrexians. And then they came out eventually and attacked Talaria.
And we tell that story for just no reason at all.
No. Well, anyway, there's a new Doctor Who.
The series finished. This was Moffat's last series. Mm. Thank God. So ready but, to be done with
the
him.
Two, well, the one was last week that we didn't even watch until now. Yeah. But it was a two-parter. So
see,
we saw
I'm trying
both.
Not to give away anything about the show.
Right.
And you're trying to give away everything about the show. And what I'm trying not to do is give away plot points for people who haven't seen the show yet.
Yeah, well, whatever. That's all I'm saying. I'm just saying there was a two-part series.
And yeah, there's a two-part series, and this is the end of the season, and I'm not happy. And I can't say why, because it will definitely spoil it for people, but I'm definitely not happy about it.
Yeah, okay.
Moving on. What did we do earlier today? We failed to catch a Snorlax at a raid.
Mm.
We tried to do a Pokemon raid, and we failed it twice, and then the Snorlax was gone, so we just wasted our raid passes for the day, which made me pretty bad.
So also in the Brothers War storyline,
uh-huh.
he had Urza... who was in was like the super powerful planeswalker,
mm-hmm.
Had a friend named Zancha.
Zancha?
Zancha. And she was a Phyrexian newt, like a Phyrexian before they
were Phyrexians?
Before they completed them.
Okay.
And when she died, he took her heart and put it into Karn, who was a silver golem.
Oh, I didn't know Karn was another person.
Yeah, he has Zancha's heart.
Oh, but a different personality. He's not Zancha. He just runs on her heart?
Yeah.
Okay. Does he have any of her memories or anything? And just... He's just powered by her.
I don't know. I haven't asked him.
Oh, well, you should ask him.
But then there's
another... Do you remember my roommate is a planeswalker?
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a robot.
Oh, was the robot.
His name was Karn.
The Roomba. Yeah.
That's all. I thought it was funny.
He's a big robot. Anyway, that has nothing to do with Doctor Who.
What else do we do today? I went to work because it was a work day. You went to work because it was also a work day for you. Did anything interesting happen at work?
No.
I don't even think I asked you this yet today.
Well, no, I told you the story already.
How was work? Yeah.
I was 6 hours into the shift, and one of the shift leads was talking about how her hair color wasn't sticking. And then I looked up and I said, oh, your hair's purple. Because
You should pay attention to your surroundings a little more.
I was busy working.
I understand that, but you should pay attention to your surroundings a little more because people get insulted when you don't know anything that's going on in their lives. When you don't notice them at all. It's kind of rude. So you should look up sometimes.
I was busy working.
Have a care.
I'm busy working.
Do you know that's a phrase? Have a care?
That's not a phrase. I mean, it is. You just said it. But it doesn't
mean
anything.
Maybe it's give a care.
One of the two, give a shit.
No. Definitely one of those two is an actual phrase. I don't like it. But it's definitely a phrase. I heard some.
I think it's give a fuck.
I mean, no, yeah, that is too, but give a care is a phrase.
All of my cares are given.
Yesterday,
I ran out of cares.
Yesterday we went to a Ween concert.
Oh yeah, we did that yesterday
and
night.
And it was really hot for a minute because we were out in the sun because it was an outdoor concert. Mm. And then there was loud people, but there was this baby
who was
the best part of the concert because...
You looked at the baby and you were happy.
She was like processing it by like sticking out her tongue a lot.
Mm-hmm. But they put giant headphones.
Yeah,
her
parents had earmuffs on her, and her siblings, though her siblings took them off.
Yeah,
it actually wasn't that loud.
No,
so
it wasn't too loud.
For the baby, it was a little loud, but for the older kids, it was fine.
But she was into it.
Yeah, she was like, she was not fussy or like mad at all. She was just like.
She was in awe.
And then when the cloud would clap, she would clap because babies know how to social cues.
She clapped when everybody else clapped.
Babies like clapping. It was a good show. My eyes were a little burny. There was a lot of marijuana.
Everybody was
smoking. It was a little much, which was hilarious because when we went in, they gave us this piece of paper that said, you can't smoke marijuana here. We'll kick you out immediately. And I think they did kick some people out. Like, mm-hmm. I watched them escort people out, but mm-hmm. not most of them. And definitely not anywhere near the end of the concert when everyone was just like, fuck it.
Yeah. Well, that's Ween.
Yeah. No, I know. But it was burning.
I got a t-shirt, though.
It burned my eyes, and I didn't like it.
I got a t-shirt.
You did get a t-shirt.
With a horse that has exactly the correct amount of eyes on it.
Yes. They're definitely all on the parts of the head that the horse's eyes should be on.
Mm-hmm.
And the horse has tentacles like horses do.
Mm-hmm.
And
wings. There was wings.
Doesn't it say, like, do you know who you're fucking with?
Yes.
Is that what it says?
That's in the song.
Yeah, I know. But it's also on a shirt.
It references the Stallion, which is a five-part song by Ween. There's Stallion part 1 through 5.
Why didn't they just do them all at once?
They did on the All Request Live.
Is it because they're stylistically different?
Oh, yeah, they're different songs.
Yeah, they're completely different songs. It's like the fingertips, where there's like 30 fingertips.
Yeah, but different.
Except those are 3 seconds long.
And yeah, the Stallion
songs are actually full songs.
3 minutes long or whatever, yeah. And they're all good. I like to put those on in a row.
How did you feel about your show? Were you glad you went?
Yeah, I'm glad I went.
Yeah.
Good to see them one more time before I die.
Yeah. I mean, they might come around again. I'd see them again. Yeah. I'm sure it'd be a completely different set list and mm-hmm. a completely different show.
They played Poop Ship Destroyer, which
they
is
did,
my
which
favorite.
Was not. They played it in the middle of another song, which yeah. I didn't know, because they played a song and then it sounded like they played this song and then they went back to another song and I just thought it was three songs and then Adam was like, "Well,
that's an odd place.
That's
an odd
like,
place
what?
To put that song in the middle of."
Yeah, I had no idea. I couldn't tell because yep. I didn't know the songs all that well.
We went to Trader Joe's today too. You skipped the rest of today.
I did not think Trader Joe's was notable.
But we got our snack there.
No, I wasn't gonna have that for a snack because we already ate those.
No, but we have to because they are unique.
I was gonna eat these nectarines.
I think you
instead.
Need to get it. Everybody knows what a nectarine tastes
do
like.
Do they?
Yeah, and they're probably
you
not ripe yet.
You maybe take it for yeah, they're probably not ripe yet. That's true.
That's totally.
They
true.
They were unripe when I bought them.
You should get our snack. Our
I've just
real snack.
Already had so many of them. I will get one for
one
each
for
of
each
us.
Of us, and that is enough.
I've had at least 900 too many calories today.
Okay.
So it's not been a good day for me. Want to fill the time with something else?
So we went to Trader Joe's. We were going to go in to get lettuce for our pita.
Be on your shelf.
Pitas, and we had pita. Holly made some hummus yesterday because I commented about how I like homemade hummus. So,
and also, you said you wanted hummus for dinner at the show, and I didn't feel like buying it.
Yeah, there you go. So we had some hummus and pita, and then I was like, we should get some lettuce to put on it so we could have a sandwich. And then we went in and we did not buy lettuce, but we did buy...
We did not at all buy lettuce. We
bought
cabbage.
We bought $40 worth of groceries.
Was it 40?
Yeah, it was like 36.
Really?
Yeah, but it was
what
so many things.
So much?
But we bought
we got like some frozen meals.
Yeah, frozen meals for lunches.
And were
also
nuts.
We got...
Nuts
where's
like
the box so we could read it?
Oh, I wasn't going to bring the box, but okay.
I don't know what they're called. Our
I
snack.
Know what they're called. But I'm going to read the description on the side first.
All right. I'm just going to smell it because it smells so good.
Okay. So.
If you don't have Trader Joe's, I'm sorry.
Yeah, if you do have Trader Joe's, you should pick some of these up. There are instructions on the side for how to eat these.
Oh, I didn't know there's instructions. Okay, let's go.
Okay,
I have one in my hand.
JoJo Toucan's Cookie Eating Instructions.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, we know now these are cookies.
Yeah.
We had not previously described that. One, use beak to twist and pull apart two chocolate cookie sides.
I don't have a beak.
Okay, well,
no,
I don't
okay,
know
what's
to tell
the next
you.
I'll skip that step.
Also, these
one.
I think are five separate steps. They're five separate ways to do this.
Okay, good, because I don't have
two,
a beak.
Two, dunk cookies in milk, eat in one bite, repeat again and again, flap wings in between cookies. You don't have wings,
I
so I think
wings.
That one's
all right, let's
out.
Try the next one.
Nibble lightly around the edges with beak in a circular fashion until cookie is devoured, squawk loudly. Okay, we don't...
I mean, I don't have a beak. I could use my teeth.
You can. It wasn't in
squawk.
The instructions. Let's go on to the next one.
All right.
Combine with your favorite ice cream. Whole or crumbled cookies will work nicely. That one you can do. Don't think we have any ice cream.
Okay, we'll skip that one.
Make up your own cookie eating method.
All right, this is how I do it.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to open up.
Okay, you're doing the twisting. You're just not using a beak.
Oh, there's no twisting.
Oh,
just,
it's just a
I
pull?
I just pull it apart.
Okay.
And I smell it.
You're going to smell it? All right. While Adam is smelling these, I'm going to explain that these are Mocha JoJo's.
I'm
going to
lick it.
They are Mocha Sandwich Cream Cookies. So basically, they're Oreos.
With coffee beans in it.
They're coffee bean flavored. They're like literally coffee beans.
Yeah,
and
there's
the coffee
beans
get in
up
your
in it.
Teeth, and they smell like coffee, and they're so good.
How come Oreo doesn't make coffee Oreos?
I have no idea. They probably have, and they failed.
They don't use real coffee beans like TJ's.
Remember when they made coffee M&M's? It was a good idea. Anyway.
These are good cookies.
Yeah, these are good cookies. The cookie itself is not as, like, sturdy, I guess,
yeah,
as an
as
Oreo.
Crisp.
Yeah.
It doesn't snap like an Oreo does.
I guess it's because it's Trader Joe's and they somehow care about somewhat more whole foods or something.
And the cream is creamier.
The cream is much creamier.
It's not as, hydrogenated.
I think it's made of real food. I'm gonna go get the box again.
You know how the inside of Oreos is like partially hydrogenated, whatever
yeah.
you call it, oil?
Ingredients. Sugar.
This tastes like ice cream. The inside of it tastes like ice cream.
Enriched wheat flour. Oh, no.
Huh.
Palm oil.
Why is that bad?
Because they tear down the Amazon rainforest for that.
Mm. More
canola
for me.
Oil, cocoa, invert syrup, wheat starch, corn flour, ground coffee beans, sea salt, natural flavors, baking soda, soy lecithin, ammonium bicarbonate, caramel color.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Also, toucans.
Product of Canada.
Who knew?
Who knew?
Mm. Canada has good coffee candy bars, too.
They do. And Canada knows how to make their coffee sweets happen.
Did you... I learned today that Canada's money smells like maple syrup.
You didn't know that before? You definitely knew that before. I've talked about it before.
I learned about it today.
Okay. Well, I think you might have relearned about it today.
No, you know what? Maybe I knew it subconsciously, but someone brought it up.
Yeah. Because it was just resurfaced.
Because someone at work said, do you know what Canada's money smells like? And I said, it better smell like maple syrup or I'm going to be mad.
I think you knew. I think that you knew.
Uh-huh.
Somewhere deep down you knew.
Yeah.
What else did we do yesterday? You worked. No, you didn't work. No, you didn't work.
I did
you
work.
You did work. Yesterday was Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting my days mixed up.
I went in early so I could leave early.
Yeah. What did we do Saturday? I don't remember anything about Saturday.
Saturday's
I remember getting up at like...
I think Saturday was the day we got abducted by aliens.
No, Saturday's the day we broke our garbage disposal with a jar. Okay, so here's what went down, you guys. Adam ran the garbage disposal in the morning and it made a loud sound, so we shut it off.
Uh-huh.
And then I went to run the garbage disposal later and it made a loud sound, so I shut it off and I stuck my hand in and I found a jar lid and I was like, oh, there was a jar lid. So I turned it on again and it still made a loud sound. And then it didn't make any sounds at all.
Mm-hmm.
It just made the buzz of something that's on, but the motor stuck. And then I reached my hand, gloved hand, thank God, down there again and found some bits of glass and realized that the lid that I'd found had belonged to a jar that was still down there, but in
I think it was like fancy ketchup.
It was. It was ketchup from HelloFresh. So
I don't know why
another
it was in
knock against HelloFresh. It probably just fell in there, honestly. So
HelloFresh. I'm shaking my fist at you.
Yeah, I pretty much think we should just sue HelloFresh for the cost of our...
For a new incinerator.
Yeah, what sucks is that now we have to be really careful about what we wash because, like, we can't send any chunks of anything down and the drain drains really slowly because there's a bunch of broken glass in there.
Mm-hmm. You didn't
and
try
we don't know...
It more.
I haven't
with
yet.
With your long, skinny
I might.
Fingers.
I might still try to because the,
have
the drain...
too.
That's not going to work. It only works if you can see.
Well, I mean, you can, like... get them loose or whatever.
Yeah, but I wouldn't know that I had because it's like you can't feel it.
I don't know.
I see what you're saying. It's just not going to work. But yeah, the drain drains really, really slowly now. So we have to be careful about what chunks of things we send down there because they're not going anywhere. And so we haven't really been able to wash dishes outside of the dishwasher, which poses its own problem because you can't wash everything in the dishwasher. And also, we have dishes in the sink right now, and if they were to come, like, try to fix our sink,
oh,
which
did you get the message they're going to send somebody out to look at it?
Yeah, but they didn't say when.
Yeah.
That always means, like, a week and a half until we actually see somebody, which I'm not happy about, because we need to use the sink.
Our sink is messed up. I have an update on our shipping news.
Oh, from
the... hear the shipping news?
Yeah, let's listen to shipping news.
Shipping news.
In case you were all worried.
So,
we talked about this last week.
We got our picture frames resent. They were supposed to be here on Saturday. But then when I looked at the FedEx thing, manifest, it says Wednesday.
I have a feeling they gave them to the post office again. Or they're
FedEx?
Going to have given them to the post office again. Yeah. FedEx SmartPost, dude.
I thought it was UPS.
UPS has SurePost. FedEx has SmartPost.
Oh,
they both have one. You worked customer service.
Yeah, but
you
I
know
forgot.
This. Yeah, my head shaver that I got from... Target is also has been reordered, may or may not show up. And even when it does show up, the only way I'll know whether it's the new one is if it doesn't say wrong address on it or delivered incorrectly or whatever it is they write on there. I've already forgotten.
I also have a t-shirt coming.
Yeah, good luck.
That was ordered on the 27th, so
uh-huh.
It's still in a, I'll give it a grace period of a week or so.
Yeah. What t-shirt?
The Nozzle t-shirt.
I don't know what that means.
Oh, it's from Dark Tower.
Did I know you ordered that?
I told you last week.
No, I believe you. I just forgot entirely.
It's just red and it says Drink Nozzle.
Okay. Is it in like a Coke font?
Yeah, it's Stephen King's.
It's just Coke.
Stephen King's Coca-Cola.
Okay. That's fair.
Yeah. That's how you know you're in a Stephen King book.
It's a lot more creative than Nuka-Cola.
Nuka-Cola is pretty good, though, too.
But, it's not creative,
but,
though.
But everybody knows Nuka-Cola. Like,
does everybody know Nuka-Cola?
Well, I feel like if I wore a Nuka-Cola shirt,
people would know.
I really wanted to get the one that just says North Central Positronics on it.
Yeah, nobody would. Even fewer people would get that.
Yeah.
People really like when I wear my Pip-Boy shirt. It has a hole in it. It's had a hole in it since the first time I wore it, and I don't care.
You don't even wear your Pip-Boy anymore.
I don't, because it's really heavy, and I never play that game anymore.
It's too bad.
Because I didn't like it as much as I wanted to. You thought it was good?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think it was good.
I think you just have different... you just want it to be as good as the third one.
I do.
Yeah, but that's not possible.
Think that subsequent iterations of a game should be as good as or better than the previous iteration.
That's not possible, though.
Sure it is.
Fallout 3 is, like, the best game.
Okay, well, it is. That's true.
You can't just have
a
better
one. I want to play Fallout
3. We have it.
We have a day off tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
Because it's America's birthday.
Uh-huh. Happy birthday, America.
See if you can hang on another year.
It's 230 years old?
240.
241. Okay, yes.
Yeah.
241 years old.
So,
let's see if you look this good when you're that old.
What I'm saying is, hang on. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll get to 250. Maybe we won't.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure at this point.
We're taking a few steps back, but we can fix it in a few decades.
We're taking a lot of steps back. The steps back that we're taking, we're falling backwards, really. Mm-hmm. Speaking of falling backwards, I got a scooter.
I've been really into my scooter.
Well, it's relevant because today I found out you should not wear wide leg pants when you're on a scooter.
Uh-huh.
Because they get caught in the brake and then your scooter slams against your leg and you get a big bruise.
Oh no.
It's okay, it's only my third scooter bruise in the week.
This is how we learn.
I like it though. I was lucky that my pants got caught in it when I was going uphill.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't going very fast, so I didn't like fall over or anything. Just my pants got caught annoyingly. I was, however, in the middle of the street.
Mm.
That might have been bad.
I didn't ride on a scooter or a bicycle.
So I'm probably still going to ride on it with wide pants because I don't learn from my mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And also because I only have one pair of skinny jeans. I need to get more skinny jeans. Everything else I have is like wide-legged or bell-bottomed.
So did you listen to any good podcasts this week?
I've not really listened to podcasts this week.
Did you listen to any good books this week?
I don't listen to books.
Did you listen to any good songs this week?
I did listen to some good songs this week.
Okay.
There's this Natalia Lafourcade.
Okay.
Who I've been really into.
Oh, that's the one that you played in the car.
Yeah, I played in the car. She's like acoustic guitar Spanish lady. She's
okay.
Really nice. There's also Mon Laferte, I think is her name.
That sounds like some words in a row.
Yeah, but I like her music, but it's not on... it's not on Amazon, so I can't listen to it on there. So I have to do like a Pandora,
mm-hmm.
Which not ideal.
Yeah, I don't like all the commercials.
I've also been listening to there we go.
I have that D'Antwoord song stuck in my head today.
I've also been listening to Ricky Martin.
30 seconds or less, or else we gotta pay for it.
Do we?
That's the rules.
How do I skip this? Can you skip on... Yeah, you can.
I don't know what you're doing.
Oh, I was trying to skip the song.
Okay.
It's kind of quiet.
Okay.
She sounds kind of Bjork-y.
I like Bjork.
But in Spanish. Well, I don't know if her music isn't very Bjork-y, but her voice is. She uses a Bjork-y voice.
I like Bjork.
Yeah.
Remember that movie Bjork was in?
We should just never talk about that. You want to watch it all the time. You're like, let's watch Dancer in the Dark. And I'm like, why? Do you hate yourself?
No, I love that movie.
Yeah, but why?
Sometimes I need to have feelings.
You know what times you cry? Like that movie and when you're tired.
Uh-huh.
Okay, podcast listeners, I need you to tell me, are there other people whose eyes water when they're tired? Is that like a thing?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's just a thing that I'm the only person who doesn't do it, but you like get full on teary when you're tired.
Well,
and
just
I've
out
never
the
met
side.
Yeah, but I've never met anyone else who's
side.
Done that before.
It's because I'm so sad that I have to go to sleep and...
No, I first noticed it when we were driving, because I'd never seen you do it before. I don't think I'd ever seen you get that tired. But we were driving to or back from Pennsylvania,
uh-huh.
And you were really tired. And I thought you were, like, upset or something. Like, I didn't understand
that. You just always think I'm upset.
Well, I just didn't understand that that's what your eye does. Because I'd never seen anybody's eye do that before.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, after that, I took it as a cue that, like, we needed to have you not be driving anymore because you were tired. Mm-hmm. But, guys, don't power through a trip from North Dakota to Pennsylvania or back. Mm-hmm. It's too much.
Or
it's too far.
We tried to drive from Pennsylvania to Arizona once.
Yeah, you can't, you gotta,
we had to stop. I think it was in like Iowa.
You either have to have a lot of people to switch off or you have to stop.
Yeah,
because you're gonna get,
I was
tired.
Like, I can't drive anymore, I'm gonna fall asleep and everyone will die.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, there's only so many, like, opening the window works for 15 seconds, turning off the radio works for like 45 seconds.
I also ate like a whole bunch of caffeine pills and blacked out, so that was awesome.
That's a really bad idea. Nobody should ever do that. You,
see, remember what I was saying about bad ideas?
Should have died. That when you
one.
Did that.
That was one of those. Yeah,
your heart can't handle that.
Yeah,
you're lucky you were young, because if you did that right now, you would literally,
it was
just,
what,
die.
Like 21.
Yeah, you would just die.
Sounds about,
oh,
right.
T2 train spotting was just added to the server.
Perfect, we should just watch
you just
that.
Hit me in my ouchy leg. Remember how you were rubbing it earlier because it hurt?
Uh-huh.
That's directly where you've just hit me.
Other news, 31 days from now is the Dark Tower movie. We're on,
what's
Dark
the
Tower
date of
Watch,
that?
August 4th.
When should I start shopping for plane tickets? I think you're supposed to shop like 6 weeks ahead, right?
Oh, for September?
Yeah.
Yeah, so in
like in a couple weeks?
A week and a half, yeah.
Okay.
We're flying to Rhode Island.
I've got a lot of stuff going on in July, August, and September.
We're
like,
busy.
July, my grandpa's coming. August, my sister's coming, and your brother's coming.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if they'll have any time here overlapping. Like, if my sister can meet your brother.
I think he's coming from, like, the 20th to the 22nd.
I think that she's not going to be here then.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I'd have to look at a calendar, because I don't actually know what days any of that is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She could watch his videos on YouTube.
Yeah, that's true. Somehow I never knew my brother-in-law had a YouTube.
Did you tell her about the channel?
No, why would I tell her?
Well, let's advertise it for
her. Let's
him.
Advertise it. Do you know what it is?
Yeah,
Clash Guitars,
it's Clash,
right?
Guitars on YouTube. He does videos. We watched the whole one about...
We watched
metal
the most
detecting
recent
video.
One, metal detecting, which I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
I learned some stuff. He has a better metal detector than I do. I don't have like one of those spot things, so I'm just going to have to guess.
A gold peg. Right, we haven't watched it. Gold penning, I was trying to say, but I yawned in the middle of it.
There's some more. There's more metal detecting, gold panning, that sort of thing. More gold panning. I don't know. I'll watch it. I watch a lot of YouTube. I watch a lot of YouTube.
You do watch
so the
a lot
fact
of YouTube,
that I
now
didn't.
He's on your subscription. So
yeah,
just,
I subscribed. The
up.
Fact that I didn't know that he was on YouTube is kind of a big miss on my part.
Mm-hmm. I'm on
but
YouTube.
But also, how would
too,
I have known? Yeah, I've seen
any,
all your videos.
I haven't uploaded anything.
I've seen them all before. I ripped the audio from your videos. Did you know that?
You're a nerd.
Like a long time ago.
Was
when we were
you...
first dating, or maybe even before we were dating,
uh-huh.
I ripped the audio.
You're like,
from your
ooh, this, I like when he plays music on
yeah.
YouTube.
Yeah.
I hope we're friends.
Yeah. Remember when we were first dating?
Uh huh.
Or maybe even before we were dating, and you'd call me.
Mm hmm.
And nobody calls me, but you'd call me. Like, you'd like tell me about your poop.
I don't remember
and
that.
Definitely happened. You called me to tell me about a poop that you had.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were you super impressed with my poop?
I didn't know what to, like, think of it. I was on campus at night. I don't remember the circumstance. I was probably just leaving lab or something, but
uh-huh.
It was very strange.
Remember when we watched Misfits?
Yeah. It was a good show. Mm-hmm. Remember when I have a scooter now?
I remember.
I like to scoot places.
Do you remember when we were doing a podcast right now?
Yeah. This nostalgia cast.
Do you remember when we're waiting for our stupid picture frames to show up?
Oh my god, they're never going to show up. I don't think they're going to come. I don't think my head, my razor's going to come.
Do you remember last year, 364 days ago, we were watching the fireworks out our window during the podcast?
Yeah, I guess that would have been a Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to do it again probably this year.
Yeah, but we're not going to podcast while they're going
No,
on.
We're just going to watch them. For like 5 minutes. Yeah, okay.
We're just going to look at that. We're going to like turn
That's
away
it.
From watching Trainspotting or Broadchurch or whatever we're watching and...
Fallout 3. Who knows what will be happening
Who
at
knows?
That point.
Yeah, it could be Fallout 3.
Maybe I'll be reading a book. Maybe I will finish Dragon Quest Builders that I've been phobic of finishing
yeah.
for some
Why
reason.
Why are you scared of it?
I don't know. I just don't want to finish it. It's too cute. I don't want to like
well,
be done
over.
With it. Well, I guess you can go free play after that.
Well, no. There's like missions you have to do.
Afterwards?
Yeah, if you don't do all the missions in a certain level, you can go back and redo them.
I think I've done them all. You don't think so?
No.
I got, like, the maximum, like, everything on all of them so far.
Well.
I got, like, all the special slime ones on all of them, and I got, like, build a like, house thing a or whatever. Yeah, the only thing I didn't get was in a specific amount of time.
There you go.
But I don't want to do it. I don't like speed playing.
Well.
That's why metal detecting is for me. I like checking around every corner.
You do like every corner.
I do.
You
I just have
farm
to,
every
I have to check
thing.
The legality, and I have to check kind of available places to do it here. It's a little weird because I don't know where there's, like, big parks. I guess I could just do it in, like, Discovery Park.
Do you think I should write a novel?
Yeah, what would you write a novel about?
Zombies.
Zombies? What kind of thing about zombies?
Zombies.
Hold on, I'm going to stop this. This is a trademark Adam, don't take this story idea or we'll know.
Well, it's the one I was thinking about doing it as a movie.
Uh-huh.
But it's probably a lot easier to just write as a novel.
Yeah, probably.
Because then you don't have to, like...
You have to be good at writing, though.
Then you don't have to, like, make a movie out of it.
You could release it on Kindle. You can just do it.
Yeah.
99 cents.
It's called Zombie Falls.
You make 18 cents out of it, because 5 of your friends will buy it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you make money if your friends buy it?
I think so.
Okay. What's it about?
It's about zombies. It's about a bunch of, like, a D&D group.
Uh-huh.
Finds out that they're zombies, and then they have to, like...
Oh, so it's Stranger Things.
Damn it. They took my idea.
Stranger Things Season 2 has to be coming pretty soon.
Yeah,
right?
Well, okay, so... It's not. It's just, like, some friends, but they're, like, teenagers. They're not, like, kids.
Oh, a teenager movie?
Can we no, make it like a it's 30 not a movie, something? It's a book.
Can we make it about 30-somethings? No one writes about 30-somethings. People write about 20-somethings, they write about teenagers, they write about kids, they write about middle-aged people, but nobody's writing about
30. I guess I thought about it when I was a teenager.
Yeah.
So that's why it was
teenagers. Upgrade it to adults.
Okay.
Who adults. Have lives but are still afraid of zombies.
That's fair.
I guess that's kind of
we can co-wrote it.
It's kind of The Walking Dead. We can co-wrote it, you can write it, and I can fix all the grammar. Mm-hmm. I'll edit before your editor
that
edits.
That sounds good. And then you can say, this is dumb, fix this, and I'll be like, okay.
I'll be like, fix this paragraph, it doesn't sound right. I don't
and
even
I'll
know
be like,
happening.
Well, you write it then.
I'll be like, I will, but it won't sound like you.
Yeah.
It'll pull the reader out because that one paragraph will sound completely different than you do.
Yeah, because you have a different writing, you have a more of a technical writing style.
Yeah, I do have more of a technical writing style.
I just write how I think.
Yeah, which is creative, but slightly scatterbrained.
Yeah, yeah.
That's fine. What else should we talk about?
I don't know. Do you want to do...
I was just going to talk about something. I can't remember what it was. It was when you were... It was before you were talking about zombies. Something about Stranger Things.
Season 2?
Something about... Oh, I remember. I was going to have you do an album review for Lorde's new album.
Oh, yeah.
Lorde has a new album out. Lordy. All right,
should I go song by song? I have to look up the track list.
We can just do an overall impression of it.
Well, the first song I'd already heard because it was just like, it
That's
was on
green
YouTube.
Light, right?
Yeah.
Green something.
I do my makeup in somebody else's car.
It sounds like a Lorde song, mostly.
Yeah. We order different drinks at the same bars.
Is that what, like, on the radio? I don't know what's on the radio anymore.
I saw it on YouTube.
One of my friends sent me a text that said, I'm going to a bachelorette party and they want me to buy a shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And it's either going to say this thing or this other thing. And it's a Harry Potter shirt. And
okay.
Hold on. I say this thing because I'm looking it up right now if I could find out.
All right. This is exciting.
Okay. Hold on. I'm finding out. It's going to be a minute.
Okay, it's going to be a minute.
We talk a lot.
Should I continue with my review of the album? So Holly has informed me that the Lorde album is supposed to be like a concept album based around a party. Is that right?
I think
like
it was.
One party. And then the second song, she's already drunk. So... And then there's 9 more songs after that.
I think people get drunk fast at parties, right?
I don't know. I feel like you go to a party to hang out, and then you have some drinks throughout the night, and then you...
Maybe.
Fall asleep on their couch.
I don't know. I've never been to a party.
Yeah, okay. But then the third song is called Homemade Dynamite, and I really like that song. Blowing shit up with homemade dynamite.
How can I not find this?
I think it's not real. Maybe you imagined
no,
it in your brain.
No,
because
she referenced it later.
But why don't you just ask her? What time is it?
Oh, I know why. Because I was... It said yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And that I forgot that actually means today.
I have a terrible headache.
Because it's 12:01. Oh, no.
I just got it.
What happened? Did you look at a light too straight?
I don't know. But it just feels like someone stuck a knife in the back of my brain.
Did you check if someone stuck a knife in the back of your
brain? Yeah, I put my hand there and I didn't feel it.
Okay.
But let me turn this off.
No, what? Why?
I don't know. But how long have we been doing it? That's so bright.
I'm not finished yet.
Oh, tell me what your thing is
then. I'm trying to find out.
All right, well, once Holly finds out what this thing is, then we're going to be done because I have a headache real bad.
Okay, whatever. It was a shirt that... Her choices, there were two Harry Potter shirts.
Okay.
So one said Mischief Managed, and one said a different thing that was a reference to Kendrick Lamar. And I was like, I don't know
who Kendrick Lamar
is. That's what
is.
I said. I said, I don't know who that is, so I'm going to say the Mischief Managed one.
Why don't you say, I saw him, swear am I, I'm up to no good.
I don't know what Kendrick...
Isn't that what you're supposed to do?
What a Kendrick Lamar is.
Because if you say you solemnly swear you're up to no good, then you get to see where everybody is on the map.
It's true.
But if you say Mischief Managed, then it's everybody goes away because you're done.
I think it was because it was for a bachelorette party. So, like...
Can't you be up to no good?
Yeah, but I think that the idea is that... That's not...
What if... Okay, here's my idea.
I'm listening.
Go with me here. What if you get a shirt that says, I solemnly swear I'm up to no good, but if you turn it inside out, then it says Mischief Managed on the inside.
I'm listening.
That's it. That's the whole thing.
So how do you get a shirt that doesn't look weird inside out?
Well, it's going to look weird. But the fun of it is you have to take your shirt off in public and flip it around. So then you know the mischief had been managed.
Okay. But, okay.
What is the problem?
I get it. No, I understand. I just don't quite understand. There's not a lot of shirts that look good inside out.
Yeah.
They usually have weird seams.
Yeah, but they also make shirts that work. They're reversibles.
You're reversible. What if you were reversible? Have you ever tried taking your skin off? Maybe
yeah,
you can put it inside out. Oh, yeah, you did. I never tried.
Yeah, it doesn't work too well.
Yeah.
All right, anyway, we're going.
Bye. Bye.
It's the end of the podcast. We ran out of stuff to talk about. It's the end of the podcast.